Hello, and welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. It's David here. Today we will be reflecting on Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 to 20. And Jesus called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles the person." Then the disciples came to him. "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone, they are blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." The Pharisees had added traditions to the commandments of God. They had made up lots of extra rules which made life burdensome. They were offended that Jesus was saying things that contradicted their traditions and their way of life. The Pharisees' challenge was raised at Jesus because the disciples hadn't washed their hands before eating. Now, Jesus wasn't opposed to good personal hygiene, but was trying to probe deeper than their ritualistic traditions. Jesus tells us to hear and to understand. Jesus challenges us to think about why are we doing what we do. Don't just do something because we've heard it's a good thing to do. Rather, be engaged with it with our hearts, in all of our actions. Be passionate about whatever we're doing, doing it with all of our might. Jesus said, "It's not what we put into our bodies that makes us unclean, not what we eat, not what we come in contact with in our day-to-day lives as we live in this world. These things don't make us unclean." Jesus spent time with and ate with the outcasts of the world, the ones who the religious leaders saw as unclean or not good enough for the kingdom of God. By spending time and coming into contact with these people, this didn't make Jesus unclean or defiled. Rather, if we are defiled or spoiled, it is by the things that come out of our mouths. What we say and do is what is a true reflection of who we are, of what is really in our hearts. Are our words gracious or harsh? Are our actions generous or selfish? Are our thoughts kind or destructive? These are the things that let us know if our life is ruled by God's kingdom. Maybe today we could spend a little time with the unwashed, with those who don't follow Jesus. Don't fear getting your hands dirty, but let the true goodness of God in your life shine out from your heart, in the words that we speak, the actions that we take, and the decisions that we make. Let our meditations today be on the things that are good and wholesome and edify our soul, not dwelling on things which would steal our hearts away from God and his love. Taste and see, as we take some time in quiet reflection and focus on Jesus, let us think about his ministry and his life, the people he came to help. Where can we speak and act in ways that bring the flavour of the kingdom of God to the life of others? Let's pray. Lord, as we live our lives today, let us hear and understand the things that you would ask from us. Whatever we do, may we do it with our whole heart. Let us not be afraid to reach out to those who are the outcasts of society, or those who would be overlooked by the church. May we reflect your kingdom to all around us, regardless of social standing or status, that your love in us might change the hearts of all that we meet this day. Amen.